State residents will vote November 5th on whether to allow a change to the state constitution that would allow gambling in New York. Saratoga Springs, a city with a 150-year history of gambling at its Saratoga Racecourse, and for the last decade, Saratoga Gaming and Raceway, a facility with video gaming machines, is being eyed as a potential location for a new resort-style casino with table games. At a recent regulatory forum held in Saratoga Springs, Todd Chimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said since the state first approved a measure to allow video gaming machines in 2002, the revenues brought in from the video lottery terminals strengthened racing in Saratoga, from VLT revenues at Aqueduct benefiting thoroughbred racing, and from the Saratoga Gaming and Raceway's benefit to harness racing. A provision in the casino referendum would allow more VLT facilities to open in the state, but Chimkus said he was fearful increased competition could divert money from Saratoga's racing venues.
If it's implemented, could harm both the thoroughbred racing industry, if the VLT at Aqueduct, if their revenues are harmed, and it could harm the harness racing track as well, if the Saratoga Casino and Raceways VLT is harmed by all of this new competition.
Chimkus said that whether the measure is approved or defeated by voters, he'd like to see state regulators work closely with the business community.
We just ask that the regulators take into consideration doing no harm here in Saratoga and working with us to make sure that it has a positive impact either way.
Many state and local officials have been supportive of expanding gambling in Saratoga Springs and the Capital Region in hopes of bringing in much-needed dollars to help control increases in property taxes and aiding education. A recent state report said that the Upstate New York Gaming and Economic Development Act could bring in a $443 million increase in annual revenue. At a recent press conference, State Assemblyman John McDonald spoke for his fellow lawmakers in the Saratoga County delegation on their belief that Saratoga Springs is the right place for more gaming if it's introduced in New York.
Being part of the Saratoga County delegation, I can tell you that they are significantly interested because they've had, lack of the better pun, a good track record with gambling in Saratoga.
But some Saratoga residents remain concerned. A social media campaign on Facebook called Saratogians Against More Casino Gambling in Our Town was launched this summer and has close to 200 members. In the group's description, founder Colin Klepetar writes, quote, "I honestly believe that negative effects of bringing big casinos does very little to help Saratoga, and unfortunately the jobs it will create won't be jobs for town residents." Klepetar continues, saying a large casino will lower our property values, increase crime, negatively affect our quality of life, increase traffic, etc. Oh, but it will create jobs for people who don't live within the city limits, unquote. Assemblyman McDonald said that he understands there are concerns, but thinks the state can play a role in mitigating social impacts, including gambling addiction.
Personally, I'd rather be in a position where we can regulate casino gambling in New York State and at the same time provide the support and services to those issues as they crop up. I don't think anyone would be naive to say that there's not going to be concerns, but same token, let's work here because honestly, we've been exporting that business for the past several decades without any control of it.
On Monday, Saratoga residents will get the chance to discuss their concerns and learn more about the casino referendum at a public forum hosted by Saratoga Wire at the Saratoga Arts Building in Congress Park. Dale Willman is managing editor of Saratoga Wire.
The idea of this forum is to make it not a political event, but an informational one, because there's so little knowledge that people in the state have about this issue right now.
Experts from Siena College and Utica College will be on hand to offer their ideas on the impacts of casino gambling in New York. For more information, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.